Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am Betsy McLaughlin, here today with my, as always, fabulous co-host, Miss Kathy Williams. Hello, Miss Kathy.
Hello, Betsy. Do you dance to that intro?
Such a fun, catchy little tidbit of music. Yes, it really, it always makes me smile.
And so all around the world, people are dancing at the same time to that intro.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Sounds kind of fun.
I love that. Yeah. Awesome.
So, Addy, so you're invited today, to dance with me.
Yes, always. You're always
with
invited
us.
To dance with us.
Yes.
So on today's show, we are going to be talking about travel and ways, tips and tools that we could use to make traveling easier. I know for a lot of people, they get stressed out about even the thought of having to pack and getting to the airport and parking their car or getting a ride. And, you know, so they start out kind of dreading, even though they might be excited about the trip, that there's kind of a ugh energy as well. So we're going to talk about all of that and way more, like knowing what to pack, knowing where might make, I'm sorry, my brain just went into overload, and I'm trying to say all the words at once, so I apologize. You know, knowing what to pack, what to leave home, what you might be able to do if you hit a stressful situation, you know, like long lines at the airport or missed connections, things like that, that can just add quite a bit to your day of travel. And we all have heard horror stories about people who've been stuck at airports and things like that. And new people, even meeting new people, going to new places and new adventures can be kind of a mixed bag between fun and maybe some angst. So that's some of the things that we're going to be talking about on today's show. And Kathy, if you would like to tell everybody a little bit about us in case they don't know us, that would be awesome.
Sure. Hi, everybody. Betsy and I are both Access Consciousness facilitators and coaches, and I'll talk a little bit about what that means. We're also authors and mothers. We both have written in several best-selling books. And we also let people in person. Create a difference for people because the tools that we use and we share on the air have really created a difference in our bodies, for our businesses, for our families. And we've watched personally hundreds and hundreds of people change also using these tools. So that's why we both became Access Consciousness certified facilitators, so we could teach classes based on the Access Consciousness tools. And there's a website, accessconsciousness.com. out more about that body of work. But it's pretty much a lot of questions and process making life a whole lot easier than what we've been trained to believe it is. So get a lot out of it and a lot more. We're going to do that with travel.
Well, Kathy, you're breaking up quite a bit. I don't know if you can maybe move, get your computer to a different spot or what, but you're coming in and out, so we're not hearing every word that you're saying.
No. Okay. Oh, no. There's construction near our house today, so I'm like, I don't want hammering. So where can I find that's a good spot to be?
Well, you sound much better now. We can hear you.
Okay, there we go. All right. So
wonderful.
One of the things that kind of stimulated this call topic today is my adventures that are coming up. And I have to tell you, I used to be really paralyzed about making airline reservations. Like that, I could really classify as my least favorite activity. I'd probably rather like clean out slime from the kitchen sink or all sorts of other things than make airline reservations. And that has changed to an extent. Using the tools that we use. And in fact, I've had a lot of magical experiences with booking reservations as well because of, asking different questions and inviting different possibilities. So we can definitely talk about that. How about you, Betsy? Do you have something that's like, this was my one travel thing, or I had something that was a big hang up that has changed?
It's funny because I had something that shifted for me with the same thing with airline reservations. And I used to work in an administrative position. And so a lot of the people that I supported did a ton of travel. And we actually had a ticket printing machine back, in the days where you always had, those little card. So because we did so much travel, so I got over a lot of what I didn't like because I had to do it all the time. And so I did learn, and this was way before the tools of access and everything that I know now. And I wonder, thinking about it or talking about it now, how much easier it would have all been if I had known some of these tricks and tips that we're going to talk about today. But yeah, I used to be like, oh no, there'd be hours on the phone. And that was even just calling people and having them help me arrange it. And then wouldn't you know, usually almost as soon as I would book the tickets, then they would come and change the travel or add more people or something. And it would just be like, I'm spending hours on the phone trying to get all this done because it was way more on phone conversations than it was searching the internet like you can now, where you search the internet and search it. And, you can go to 25 different sites to find ticket prices,
yes.
It really has changed. And that was, gosh, probably about maybe 15 years ago or something. But it also was fun in a way. So, I did learn a lot about how, especially with all these businessmen, how they really liked to travel and what they didn't like to do. And when they were in and out of hotels all the time, they'd have their favorite hotels and places they knew to avoid and things like that. So, definitely seasoned travelers will have a lot of tips like that.
Well, for me, it's interesting you bring that up too, because I used to get a little bit contracted and nervous about, oh dear, do I have a hotel room that's near enough where I need to go? Or is this the best hotel room that I can get? And now it's more fun. It's more of an adventure. Like, and I realized too that when I used to go on trips, like I lived in Birmingham, Alabama, in my early 20s, and when I would go somewhere without a lot of expectations, I'd have the most glorious adventures. I remember going to Atlanta for the weekend, and my mom was like, well, where are you going to stay? And I was like, I don't know. I'll find something. And just going and meeting people and having a grand and amazing adventure. And the same thing actually happened to me in Bombay, India as well. And maybe I'll tell that story because it was one of the most magical little side trips I've ever taken. Really, everything was provided for. But, you know, the idea of expectations and having to get it right is one of the big things that kind of stops us from having fun in the planning process. It's like, uh-oh, if I don't get the right airline tickets or, you know, I mean, what's going to occur? And probably not a lot. If you listen to our show that's going to occur next month, we talked about, will this matter in 10 years? Probably not. So one of the questions that it's so nice to ask before you book an airline ticket is like, if I choose this, will it be easy? Will it be fun? Will I learn something? Okay. From like, if I choose this ticket, will it be easy? Will it be fun? You know, because you mind, your being may just be aware that in that one flight, there will be a delay that makes your life miserable. So you're asking, will it be easy? Will it be fun? You know, will it create greater possibilities? And then, you know, get a sense of your intuitive response. Is that a sense of contraction? Like, no, or is it a sense of expansion and ease, which would indicate yes?
Love it. So what happens if somebody is asking that question and they get a no, it won't be fun?
Okay. You can ask some more questions, you know, is it the time of day? You know, I mean, because I might be willing to sacrifice fun, you know, getting up and going to having a flight at 6 a.m. is not necessarily fun, right? I mean, that means I have to get to the airport at least by 5, which means, you know. And so you get to make your choices based on the information that you have. So it's like, would I be willing to sacrifice fun to get $200 off or whatever it is? And then it's
or
really
sleep,
my choice to make it fun, too. Yeah, more sleep. More sleep or $250 off, you know, that's a trade-off. So what other kinds of questions would you ask, Betsy?
Oh, you know, I have an example I would love to share where I was at booking a flight to a class in Houston. And it was a last minute. It was, you know, I kept thinking, am I going? Am I not going? I was going back and forth and back and forth. And I finally just said, okay, I'm going. And so I was looking to make the flight. And as I'm looking, and I had been looking a couple of days earlier, but I wasn't sure. And, you know, I didn't want to book something if I wasn't going. And then I finally, all right, I'm going. And within those 2 days, the airfare went up dramatically. And I was like, ah. and I've since found out, too, that interestingly enough, if you're looking on the same computer, on the same browser, right, that the airlines know this. I guess, you know, of course, they're all tracking and the cookies and everything. And so they know that you're looking and you're back again looking, that the prices can be higher, which I thought was very interesting. I did not know that.
So everybody clear your cookies on your computer or use your phone instead, you know, like whatever computer you didn't use, you could use something else or a different browser like Safari versus Chrome or something so that the airline's not tracking you. But pretty much clearing cookies will get rid of that and reset it so they're not aware, hey, this is the same person who looked yesterday and the day before. You know, let's jack up the prices on her.
Because now maybe she's coming back. Yeah, so I was like, oh my gosh, it went up dramatically. And I was kind of paralyzed, as you talked about earlier, with, oh no, and went into all the, like, oh my God, this is so expensive. Maybe I shouldn't go. Maybe this is a sign. And all this stuff, like, just went into that whole, you know, craziness that you can go in your head. And so I'm like, all right, fine. And so I went back to the question, you know, if I choose this, because this is obviously, this was a choice. It wasn't something I had to do. You know, sometimes when you're traveling, you really, you know, if you're going to a funeral or a wedding or something like that, where you're going and it's not so much a choice. This was a total choice. I didn't have to go. And so I thought, all right. And then something just told me, why don't you check first class? So I checked the first class tickets, and they were like $100 more round trip to go first class than the coach. And I was like, oh my gosh. And as soon as I saw that, what was really interesting to me is my body talked to me, and it was really excited about it. And it was just joyful, and this is like, oh, this is why when I was trying to make the other reservation, it just wasn't like light and joyful. And as soon as I saw the first class, it was everything in me was full steam. Yes, we're going, and it was so nice. So as we go to break, we'll. Thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, and we'll be back before you know it.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm gonna return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance.
Yay!
With Kathy and Betsy. And today our topic is tips and tools for making travel easier. And this was inspired in part because I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling in 2 weeks. Pretty much going from Hawaii to Asia to Europe to US. So circling the globe, and would love to invite you to play with me. I have a couple of classes coming up in London at the end of July. One is Radical Abundance, followed by Access Bars, followed by The Foundation, and such life-changing fun classes. And you're invited in the land of Harry Potter. So that's definitely on my list of things to do. Check out a Harry Potter tour. kind of geeky that way. And then in Chicago in June, and Wisconsin as well, if you kind of like the Midwest of the United States, that's in July. So you can hop on over and play in the Foundation in the Midwest, or then at the beach in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, where there are some nice breezes. So again, Radical Abundance and the Foundation. And the easiest place to find all of those classes is meetkathywilliams.com. And Kathy has a K, Williams has an S, /upcoming. And that's the easiest way to find all of those things. And I know, Betsy, you have some stuff coming up too.
I do. At this point, they're all kind of question marks as far as exact dates, but definitely I'm looking at doing a foundation class the end of June. I'm not sure exactly the date yet. And some online things. They're all kind of in creation, and it's taken a little bit longer than I thought it would to get dates set. So the best thing to do is just to check our Facebook page of Imperfect Brilliance, or you can also check the Access website under my name. So instead of Kathy's name, or my name. So thank you. And also, too, I do want to invite everybody to tomorrow. If you're
tomorrow! Yay!
It will be tomorrow, May 23rd, 2018. If you're listening to it after May 23rd, 2018, you will be able to find the replay on our website. But we're inviting you guys to a free telecall, and it's in a celebration of joining OM Times Radio. So we're doing a free telecall, and we're really excited about it. And
it is about going beyond limitation and getting out of judgment. So if judgment ever stops you up, kind of think of constipation. You know, it constipates us. Come join our call tomorrow. You can find out more at imperfectbrilliance.com, and then up on the right side there will be a little button to click. Betsy made it super easy. She's really great at that tech stuff. So imperfectbrilliance.com. Come play with us tomorrow and get out of judgment. And then, so we are also online. We're constantly doing online things. And if you have a topic of interest, I know someone recently asked for something about getting out of Catholic, you know, junk that they've collected over the years. So, and I don't mean like knickknacks, I mean like stuff in your head. So that's something that's a possibility, but we love to hear from you guys. You know, I also have, you know, an energy pull exercise, an energetic exercises for creation coming up on next Tuesday. So that is May 29th. It will start. And it's really about creating with more ease, engaging the universe to contribute to you. And they're kind of meditative exercises, super fun. And you can find out about those at meetkathywilliams.com/pulls. The more I do them, the better my life gets. So I'm keeping doing them. I'm not going to do them as a group over the summer as much. But so this will be the last one for a while. But they're 5 days, super yummy, and it's just $38. So You just told this magical story, Betsy, about creating, your plane flights with, a first class ticket. And, one of the things that we talk about so often is asking questions. And when you don't know what question, like you're sort of in this paralyzed state, like Betsy was, oh no, the flights have gone up dramatically. You could also ask, what question could I ask here to change this?
Yes. Yeah, I realized too, we had to go to break, and it was like, oh, just to finish that story, exactly, like I was asking questions when I realized that I had gone to that constricted space of, now what do I do? The tickets are, $500 more than I thought they were. And then it was, again, asking those questions, if I choose this class, what will my life look like in 5 years? And it was such an amazing, happy, like my whole body just tingled and vibrated with joy. And I was like, wow. And then I asked the same, it was really amazing. And then I asked the question, if I don't choose this, what will my life look like? And it wasn't that it was this awful, heavy feeling. It was just kind of like, okay, it was, so when I asked the question that time, it was, all right, well, what are you going to choose? And when I chose, and I did decide to go to this class, and it was amazing, an absolutely amazing class. And I'm so, so glad that I chose it. And I found the money to pay for the class when I thought I didn't have it. And then, because I asked, that was another question. Universe, show me the money. Like, how can money come into my life with ease? And we've done several calls on money, and we'll continue to do them, shows that you'll be able to find in the archives, just because there's so many questions and opportunities and possibilities for pulling money in when you think maybe there isn't any. So when you're asking those questions and the money did show up, and then it became even easier and more joyful. So what about you, Kathy? What questions do you ask when, let's say, a ticket is, and you're traveling around the world right now, you're going to a lot of different places. So what questions did you ask to invite money to show up to pay for all of this with ease?
Oh, goodness. sometimes when I start to teach a class, I'll ask it to make me the money for something. Uh-huh. So I'll be like, hey, well, I wonder what it would take for this to make me more than the plane ticket cost or something like that. So that's I usually do in advance. Another thing that I do is I ask the trip to pay for itself. Okay, would you please make me money? And then also, okay, if you would like me to come, start to generate the money now, please. And you can do that with a class, like Betsy was talking about, choosing to go to a class. Okay, if you'd like me to attend, start to generate the money now. Contribute to me showing up, and it will. I've had so many times when people are like, I'd love to come to your class, and I say, ask the class to make you money. And money is one of those interesting things where oftentimes when we're willing to just choose and commit, it will show up, rather than put the toe in. I'm not really sure about this. Can I afford this? Just like go for it. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Getting carried away.
There's such a delay. There's such a delay sometimes with the radio. But I was just going to say that's exactly what, when I finally decided that I was going to this class, then everything, all the pathways and, opened up to make this even more joyful than I even had in my mind. And that's another question you can ask. How can this turn out greater than anything I can even imagine?
I love that question, Betsy. And even the two old access standbys, you know, okay, you see the prices on the flights and you're like, how does it get any better than this? I did that when I was booking last year. I flew to San Diego to facilitate, and then I was going to a retreat in Canada. And I got some really, like, ridiculously low price from Maui to San Diego to Canada. However, it was like $400-something and then back to Maui. However, in between San Diego and Canada, it had me flying back to Maui. So I flew from Maui to San Diego to Maui to Canada to Maui for like $400. And I said, yeah, that's and funny. How does it get any better than this? Because I don't want to go back to Maui all that, you know, all those times. And so then I reloaded the computer, and it got me a slightly lower price and not having to go back to Maui. And it was simply from that question and that willingness to reload the computer. Like, there's got to be something better than this. Show me. So that question, and then the other access kind of standby, what else is possible? It's just so glorious in regard to travel, including when your flight's been canceled or you're in front of an airline person and they're saying your bag weighs too much or whatever it is. It's like, what else is possible? Because sometimes they can reroute you in ways you haven't, you neither of you had considered when you're willing to ask. You're asking them also, not just the universe. You're actually asking the person at the desk, well, what else is possible? And then they think of something that they hadn't thought of before and can reroute you in an easier way.
You know, those are all such amazing questions. And especially when you're standing in front of somebody like telling you that whatever it is, whether there's you've missed your connecting flight and there's no planes until tomorrow, or the hotel, if you're on the phone with the hotel and they're telling you, you know, there's no rooms left or something, you know, when you ask those questions like what else truly is possible, and you're that space of asking for possibilities to show up. And you're not, you know, it's not that you're disagreeing with whomever you're speaking to, but you're asking for other possibilities to show up. And it's not an argument. It's just what, it's only wonder. I wonder what else is possible here. I wonder, you know, maybe they've got hotel rooms that they have set aside for something that they can kind of tap into, or maybe they give you a free upgrade because there's no more regular rooms or whatever. But when you ask these questions, instead of automatically accepting whatever it is that they're telling you, things can show up as if by magic.
You know, I'm laughing as you say that, Betsy, because my husband is an extremely persistent person. And so I have this YouTube video in which I tell the story of him wanting to stay at a hotel and not accepting no and not accepting $600 rooms as the answer. And he actually got this stunning room as we were walking there through the hotel. The bellman said, "You got the best room in the house." And we were so I tell that story on YouTube, and you guys can look it up. It's Kathy Williams, public figure on YouTube. And then I think it is The Power of Asking or something like that. So not accepting no, but not also being crabby or mean about it. Just like, okay, let's find another strategy. And let's find another way. And what else? Because we do, you know, when we're different, when we're not, you know, one of 70 other crabby people because our flight's just been canceled, the person, and actually treat the person at the desk who's working with us as a person instead of just like someone who's ruined your day. they're more likely to work with us. So one of the things that, you know, as you were talking, I was thinking energy flows and energy pulls are a really useful tool in regard to travel. And we've done, you guys can just search Imperfect Brilliance and energy pulls or energy flows online, and you can find our show on that. We did a whole show on it, but it's so useful because it changes, and even the energy vampire show that we had in the spring of 2018, it changes the way we relate to others, and it changes the way they relate to us, and it actually changes not only the way people relate, but the way the computers relate and the way the airplane mm-hmm. relates and the way everything relates. It's a really mm-hmm. interesting dynamic.
It really is. And you know what? Another fun thing just popped in is even the question, what would it take? I'm like, what would it take to have empty seats around me? And, you know,
yeah, that one works. It really does.
It does. And what would it take to have, you know, pleasant people around me, you know, and not have crabby people and have great airline attendants? And like, what would it take? You know, just asking these questions can't, like, besides everything else we've talked about. And it, you know, you think you're listening, you might be listening to just crazy talk. And, you know, we invite you to try it and see what happens when you try these things.
Yeah.
So, Kathy,
yeah,
you're going to be. We got another break here.
Traveling a lot, yes.
Thanks for listening.
So, we'll see you all in just a few. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Betsy and Kathy are here today talking about travel. And I was going to ask Kathy right before our break if she's getting ready to be gone from her house for quite a while. And so I'm wondering, because one of the things in the write-up that we talked about was, you know, even the part of packing. So what are you doing, Kathy, knowing that you're going to be gone for so long, to what questions are you asking, and what are you doing to have even the packing part of this be joyful?
Okay, so the first thing that I remember is know where I'm going, and that's not actually true in this particular case, but usually know where I'm going is a place where I can't get stuff, right? So where, you know, if you're headed to a city, just remember, okay, if I don't have contact solution, if I don't have a sweater, if I don't have whatever, no worries. It's not the end of the world, right? I can buy stuff. So that usually for me takes the pressure off. In this particular trip, we're actually going on a sailboat in which we'll be on there for 10 days. So it's like, you know, a little bit more, okay, you cannot buy stuff. But what I usually do, and before we even go there, I'd just like to bring in the element of if you have pets, because I heard that, like as you were talking, I heard people like, pets, if I'm leaving my house for a long time, ask your pet to pull in the person it would like to watch them. And it will. I've done this over and over and over. I've had the same cat for like 18 years. And
really?
She will pull in the person that she would like to have watch her. Yes.
I did not know that your kitty cat was that old. Isn't that something?
Yep. Yep. Mine tend to live a long, long time. So.
How amazing.
Yeah. Despite me. I mean, not to spite me, just despite me. Anyway, let's move on now. So in terms of clothing and stuff like that, I do not pack until like the day before because my cat will get upset. All right. So just for her,
right.
I don't pack until the day before. However, sometimes I will start to create some piles of things. And I do ask, you know, you asked what questions I ask. I'm like, okay, body, show me what will create the greatest comfort and ease for you. And so sometimes that might involve, you know, packing more sweaters, even if I'm going to San Diego. Sometimes that might mean packing a yoga mat or a massager, right? And I make space for these little things that just add to my trip and add to my life. Because if I don't, you know, maybe after that plane ride, my body's going to be tweaked or something. So I always listen. Body, show me. Body, show me what you would like to wear on the plane. Because, and then ask your body to make it really obvious. Make it so clear, body. And your indication might be a tingling. It might be you feel really good when you look at something. It might be a sense of lightness. It might be just a knowing, or you hear something in your head. There's not a right or a wrong way of knowing. It's just, you know, asking your body to make it really clear to you. Because I have functioned from conclusion in the past where I'm like, oh, I'm going to teach in San Diego. Okay, well, San Diego's a warm, sunny place. And then I get there and it's cold, and you know, and so I had to buy stuff, right? So really listen to your body, even if you think it's ridiculous. Like, why am I taking this swimsuit when I'm going to Alaska or Canada in the winter or whatever it is? And then you find out, oh, you didn't know they had a jacuzzi, something.
Right. Wonderful. And you know, it's funny because my dog does the same thing. As soon as you pull out a suitcase, you know, he gets upset. So I tend to wait until late. You know, I don't do it weeks ahead of time. And it's amazing. They're so smart and they're so intuitive. And they know even before you pull out a suitcase, because your energy might be a little different because you're excited about the trip. But boy, as soon as he sees that suitcase, it's, and I've heard many stories about people's cats or dogs, you know, just jumping in the suitcase, laying on the clothes.
Yeah. And you know what? But see, I don't function this way, but I just have this image of, like, if you're a packing checklist type person, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, if you have a checklist you work with, you can just go through and, like, okay, socks. Will I require those? Okay. I'm getting a yes. So if so, how many? Mm-hmm. Okay, four.
Right.
Right? Okay, a jacket. Will I require that? I'm getting a yes. Okay. You know, and go through and just be like, all right, these are the things that I require.
Yes. And the other thing is, you know, how many people do you know who overpack?
So yes.
So one of the things I'll do is, you know, I kind of pull everything that, and I'm including, and you talked just now about including your body in it. I do the same thing. I'll be like, you know, what would you like? What would you enjoy wearing on this trip? And I'll pull everything out. And then I do kind of a second sweep through. And I'd be like, all right, how many, and I would count up how many days, how many nights. All right, you know, you can wear something more than once. And, you know, will you wear this? Will it be comfortable? I ask all those questions as well. And like you said, even if you're going to a place that you assume is warm, well, there's air conditioning, or, you know, it might be a cold, yes, rainy day. So you ask all those questions of what does your body require. So I'll do that, and I've gotten much better where I'll put some things back now. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, I really am not going to wear this, am I? Okay. So that my suitcase becomes lighter and it's a little easier to put everything in there. You know, I have this tendency to be like, I have to pack for every possibility. So then it's like, okay, well, maybe I don't actually have to do that.
Well, and Betsy, how much of that is not even yours?
True story.
Right. And even, yeah, like how much of travel anxiety, when people get anxiety about packing or about getting to the airport or any of that, you have to ask, truth, is this mine, someone else's, or something else? And it's like, so much of the time it's not yours. It's going to be someone else's, and you can just return it to with consciousness. You're just picking up on it.
Yes, absolutely, because we're all way more psychic than we realize we are. And we do. We pick up on people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions all the time, all the time. And I actually had a story about that. I was in the airport, and all of a sudden, and this is not me at all, but all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, we're going to crash. We're going to die. Oh, my God, oh, my God. And, like, and for a minute, it was like, not even a minute, but as soon, it was like as soon as it came in, I thought, that's really weird. And then I went, oh, wait, who does this belong to? Is this mine? And it was the most definite, it was not mine. So I was like, oh, okay, well, I can just return all that. None of it's mine. And it's so, and it was so fast, so fleeting. And then, you know, it's taking longer talking about it than it actually happened. But I'm so grateful that I know these questions to ask, and I know how psychic we all are, and especially in an airport where there's, you know, tens of thousands of people in there, you're picking up on everybody, you know, their happy, their joy, their anxiety, their anger, like all of it, all of it. So remember that, you guys, when you're traveling, whether it's a plane or a train or
car,
that's just, even in a car, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, even with traffic, how much of that is not even yours, you know, the upset or and one of the things I also wanted to bring in with this is just anxiety is the energy of excitement without the breath. So if you're willing to breathe into that sense of anxiety, you open up space and different possibilities. So when you have anxiety, when any of us has anxiety, we can just tap into our breath and ask, well, is this actually excitement? Am I excited about this? And that could be what it is. And if it truly does still feel like anxiety, you can ask, how much of this isn't actually even mine? And send it all back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it doesn't, you don't have to know who's thinking it or what, oh my. You don't have to know any of that. I know. You could drive yourself. Like, that could be way more than a full-time job trying to figure out what it belongs to and getting it back to the right person.
Exactly. Just who does this belong to? Return it to sender.
Return to sender. Address unknown. What other things should we talk about in the last segment here of the show, Kath?
Well, you know, I just really do like to emphasize who does it belong to? Because, again, so much of travel anxiety and hang-ups and frustration is not going to be yours. So it's like, okay, you know, return it to sender so that you can have some space around it. The other thing I think is really useful is, you know, okay, just preparing your house, your animals, when you're away, yeah. If you're away from your kids, you can flow them energy, right? You can flow pets energy, you can flow kids or even spouses energy. You can help them be aware of your presence. Your presence, even when you're away. And it's mm-hmm. such a useful thing. Yeah. Anything you'd like to add to that, Betsy? I have a couple other little practical tips and things that are also kind of popping in to say hi.
And one of the things I love to do is come home to a clean house. And that's just, again, like I enjoy when the house is clean and orderly. So I don't want to walk in after a long trip and find dirty dishes in my sink and things like that. That's a personal preference. So knowing I make sure that I have enough time in my schedule that it's going to be, you know, it will look like that when I walk back through the door. So that's just, something that I enjoy.
So you're very good at making time in your schedule to make sure the house looks good before you leave. I am not good at that at all. Like, I am making a peanut butter sandwich for my kid as I rush out the door. So I ask someone to come in and clean it while I'm gone. And often, if my whole family's gone, like, to give it a really good, deep cleaning.
Right.
And it's just so nice to come back and be like, ah.
Yeah, it is.
And I hear some people, you know, oh, I can't afford that or whatnot. Well, what could you trade with someone who would do that? You know, it's like, you might not have to pay them. Or who might love to stay in your house for a while?
Yeah.
To get, you know, some time away, and then they would be willing to do that in return.
Yes, I have a friend who likes to house sit and get away, and she's come to my house a couple of times, and she refuses to accept any money from me. So then what I'll do is, if she's going to be here, then I'll put some foods in the refrigerator that I know she likes, and, you know, so I'll do things that way, or I'll leave movie tickets for her or something like that. So you're absolutely right. It doesn't have to be an exchange of cash for cash, but there's a lot of creative ways. You could be a neighbor kid, you know, like, who wants to earn a little bit of money, or there's a lot of different things that, you know, as you ask those questions, what else is possible? Asking the trip to contribute to you, all of these kinds of ideas will pop in.
Yeah. And, you know, you might ask yourself also, you know, what little things could I instill that will make this trip and future trips easier? So that might be, you have a little, you know, plastic bin full of travel stuff, like your passport and your money belt and your little adapter. And, you know, for me, I keep my makeup bag, like my travel makeup bag is just for travel. So it's got little travel sized toothpastes and face creams and all that stuff, so that I don't have to constantly repack a new one every single time. I might get a different toothpaste or toothbrush or something like that.
Right.
It stays constant, so I don't have to mess with it all the time.
Great idea.
And I have certain clothes I love for travel too, maybe because they wash well, or they, you know, they look good after you've been sitting on a plane or in a car for hours or stuff like that. You know, it's like, what's going to contribute to ease and enjoyment of this trip?
Totally. And I know, like for me, I always take a sweater and some kind of little fold-up blanket for the airplane because I can get cold. So knowing that now, you know, and you can't always get a blanket from the attendants anymore. So I just pack it with
true.
Me and learn, you know, rolling it and it, you know, things that it doesn't take up a whole lot of room.
Did you know you're actually able to, on a lot of airlines, carry an extra bag that just contains your pillow and a jacket?
I did not know that. That's a really cool
My mom told me that. They always let her. Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's the end already. Whatever you do, ask Paul or the plane to contribute to your comfort in ways you couldn't even imagine. It's so much fun. Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, and we'll see you next week. Tuesdays
Bye-bye.
On Om Times Radio. Aloha.